local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, which talking about the Ultimate Tailgate Prize and the contest. Registration box there at Fairhope Brewing Company, where we will be today for Midday Mobile, live from Fairhope Brewing Company. So you can come on by, visit with us, get some FM Talk 106.5 swag, and then drop your name in the registration box and maybe win over $6,000 worth of goodies from our participating sponsors like Fairhope Brewing Company. 63 now, rain for Mobile and Baldwin counties throughout the day. Details coming up with Dr. Bill. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the pits, it's on Stowing and Recovery Traffic Center. We do have one accident at DIB and Cedar Crescent. They're moving off to the side of the road. Delays at Airport and Moffitt University, but no problems. On the interstate, we do have wet roadways. Be careful with showers that have been moving through Mobile and Baldwin County. Be like this a good part of the day. The Bayway, the Causeway, still looks good in each direction. Market on the Square's back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile from 7:30 in the morning till noon. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. We'll have local artists on hand and musicians, too. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be around 70 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers through the evening, lows near 60. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, with high temperatures close to 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, the White House reacting to the news of explosive devices being sent to prominent lawmakers and news organizations. As the eighth device has been discovered overnight, this device being addressed to actor Robert De Niro. At Real Donald Trump asked Americans via Twitter to, quote, come together and send one very clear, strong, unmistakable message that acts or threats of political violence of any kind have no place in the U.S. say. Vice President Mike Pence also condemning the, quote, attempted attacks against former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and CNN. Mr. Pence took to Twitter, tweeting, quote, these cowardly actions are despicable and have no place in this country. He also thanked law enforcement and added that, quote, those responsible will be brought to justice. U.S. Secret Service on Wednesday said that they had intercepted a bomb which was addressed to Hillary Clinton and also discovered a possible explosive sent to President Obama. Other suspicious packages that have been sent or have been addressed to the following people are of concern for law enforcement, and they include Eric Holder, CNN, which was addressed to CIA Director Brennan, the former CIA director, the Office of Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Representative Maxine Waters, and George Soros. A cyberbullying victim is awarded $10,000 for mental distress associated with a number of Facebook posts. The Tuscaloosa News is reporting that Victoria Love was awarded the money on Tuesday by a Tuscaloosa County jury in her suit against Tim Bailey and Lori Beth Keterson. Love claims that the pair made libelous social media posts intimidating her and causing mental distress that required medical treatment. The posts were on a Facebook group that Bailey created about his 24-year-old son's death in 2016 after he was given Xanax and became ill. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingin's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. With 12 days until midterm elections, candidates aren't wasting any time getting their message to voters. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson is facing a challenge from current Governor Rick Scott. Yesterday, Nelson campaigned in Pensacola. Nelson addressed a room full of people at the Escambia Education Association. He was joined by Alabama Senator Doug Jones.
This guy has the people of Florida's back.
The city of Fairhope wanted to prepare voters for the city's special election on November 6th. Residents will decide how the city will be governed. The option being proposed would change city government from a mayor-city council to a city manager who answers to the council. A panel of four people from across the state who currently serve as city managers came to town to explain how that type of structure works. If approved by voters, the change would not go into effect until 2020. The FDA has approved the first new drug to treat the flu in nearly 20 years. Xofluza is a single-dose drug designed for patients 12 and older to take within the first 48 hours of typical flu symptoms. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
His tropical weather forecasting game is strong.
Coming in directly, this produces a much larger storm surge.
So depend on Staff Meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for the latest tropical weather update on FM Talk 106.5.
In-depth discussion with that man, Dr. Bill Williams, about 20 minutes away on Mobile Mornings right here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, a little something to put on the to-do. Maybe you want to put this in your reminders on the phone, write yourself a note, whatever you do to remember, sticky notes or something, digital, however you do it. 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning, this coming Tuesday, debate, AL1 congressional debate between AL1's Representative Bradley Byrne and Democrat challenger Robert Kennedy. So that's going to happen 8 o'clock, so during the third hour of the show. They will go live right here on FM Talk 106.5, and you'll be able to listen to that Tuesday morning at 8.
I cannot wait to have the two of them in the same studio, and we will be streaming that live on as many platforms as we can.
Right,
for sure,
right.
Facebook and Periscope will get that up there. But we've had both of them on. Of course, Congressman Byrne has been on here plenty of times, Kennedy's been on here a lot too.
Yep.
Both really well-spoken. They know their ideas. I can't wait to have them bounce their ideas off of each other, and hopefully it'll be a real debate and not just a radio meet and greet like we were discussing earlier.
Yeah, this will be a debate, and of course, you're like anything we do around here, you're a big part of it, so we will solicit your questions over the next few days, actually between now and probably Monday evening, and you send them in on the text line or email Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com, or Dalton at fmtalk1065.com.
And that will be the best way to get your question in, kind of like setting a reservation for a fancy dinner. If you get it in early, we're more likely to have that on the list of questions to ask. If you're texting in a question during the debate, good luck.
Yeah, so that's right. So get them in ahead of time so we can get those assembled and get those questions that you put up asked to the candidates. Robert Kennedy Jr. Running versus, of course, AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne. That debate, 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning and exclusively right here at FM Talk 106.5. Time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Papa Murphy's and T. Batchelor & Sons.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's Thursday. That means it's game day for Auburn soccer against Alabama. It's also senior night for Karen Hoppe's club.
Each of them have meant so much to the program and been a part of two of the most successful seasons in program history. And really, all of them have played a major part in that, a Sweet 16 run, an Elite Eight run, three NCAA tournaments so far.
Tonight's match against the Crimson Tide begins at 8, and admission to the Auburn Soccer Complex is free. Now this message from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance to fit your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim. Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
Tiger Talk airs tonight at 6, and six different head coaches make an appearance on the show. Those include Gus Malzahn on this bye week for football and Bruce Pearl discussing the upcoming season.
It's one of the fun times of the year, I think, for coaches, because no matter what fans think, we really don't know what to expect. And even with a lot of guys returning, you just don't know until you put it out there.
Also tonight, Coach Hoppe, women's tennis coach Lauren Spencer, cross-country coach David Barnett, and softball coach Mickey Dean. Again, Tiger Talk at 6 tonight. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. 7 locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be around 70 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers through the evening, lows near 60. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with high temperatures close to 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Brandi Hambright, Republican candidate for Circuit Court Judge. I believe in a Mobile that's safe for all families. That's why I'm endorsed by local law enforcement, the Police Benevolent Association, and retired Presiding Judge Charlie Graddick. With your vote on November 6th, we will keep dignity, respect, and fairness in the courtroom. I am ready to bring my honest, conservative values to the bench. On November 6th, please vote Republican Brandi Hambright to keep our court conservative.
Paid for by committee to elect Brandi Hambright. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've got an accident at DIP and Cedar Crescent. They're moving off to the side of the road. Wet roadways again this morning with showers moving through Mobile and Baldwin County. Now we've got an accident tying up traffic on 181, the south side of I-10, backing up traffic beyond Highway 90. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellicrath Gardens at Home with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn. The show will feature 3 million Christmas lights and 15 scenes set on a walking tour of the 65-acre garden estate. It opens a day after Thanksgiving. Find out more at bellicrath.org. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up, Dr. Bill's got our forecast, plus Captain Bobby with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report coming your way at 7:50. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We now know even more about a deadly school bus crash very close to Talladega, as 11 students and adults on the bus were injured and a passenger in a separate vehicle was killed. The bus was taking the school's 7th and 8th grade football team and the junior varsity football team home from a game. 8 students and 3 adults on the bus were injured. 31-year-old Amanda Nicole Hubbard died in that wreck Tuesday night. A school official in a separate vehicle witnessed the crash and says Hubbard's pickup truck crossed the median on Interstate 20 and hit the bus, and had been traveling in the opposite direction when the car crossed the median, quote, went airborne and hit the top of the bus. Both east and westbound interstate lanes were shut down for hours. An update on a story we first told you about on Wednesday, as the suspect in a robbery at the Dick's Sporting Goods in McGowan Park has been arrested. As according to the Mobile Police Department, the suspect has been identified as 30-year-old Donovan Rogers. You'll recall earlier this week, Mobile Police released new surveillance images hoping someone could identify this robbery suspect after he went into the store earlier this month and began putting items into a black duffel bag. When a store manager confronted him, asking him to leave and hand over that duffel bag, he not only refused, but also threatened to shoot the manager if he didn't let go of that bag. Police responded to the situation, but by the time they arrived, that man took off with more than $500 worth of merchandise. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Since the dawn of time, mankind has sought enlightenment, yearned to know if the earth was round, how fire worked, and why apples fell to the ground. The cave house and quill pen are gone, replaced by 3-bedroom homes and cell phones, but we're still curious. That's why a great local newspaper is so important. Lagniappe Weekly is the Mobile area's newspaper, with the stories nobody has the guts or knowledge to report. Lagniappe gets to the bottom of things, providing top-notch journalism every great city deserves. No simple one-inch deep stories here, plus we're locally owned too. 30,000 papers, more than 1,200 distribution locations, and an increased circulation this year to reach even more readers in Mobile and Baldwin counties. Lagniappe, the paper that breaks the big stories with tough, thorough reporting, plus the area's best commentary, cuisine, arts, sports, and business coverage. Pick up your copy at grocery stores, businesses, drugstores, in our iconic hideous pink or regal purple boxes. In the mail for just $1 a week and online at lagniappemobile.com. Lagniappe, something extra for Mobile and Baldwin counties.
All right, 725 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Thursday. And on the way, Dr. Bill will keep us up to date with the rain we're having right now and then what happens over the next few days. Let me say this, it gets a lot better by the weekend. 725, let's check out the latest from New York and these questions about bombs. And the scare from yesterday continues this morning with more news from New York.
This is very serious. This is exactly what law enforcement was concerned about. They expected that they would be dealing with more of this morning, and here we are, another situation which obviously has everyone concerned. Parts of Lower Manhattan now closed because of this.
All right, that was another scare at the home of Robert De Niro. That's what's being reported this morning. A similar package sent from yesterday. This one looks like it did yesterday. A suspicious package and device similar to those sent to top Democrats and others this week was sent to a Greenwich Street building that houses the offices for Tribeca Films and the Tribeca Grill that Robert De Niro owns. Device was received sometime early this morning, according to sources familiar with the investigation. NYPD said there is no need for an evacuation of the building. It It was unoccupied at the time. Law enforcement official briefed on the matter is telling News 4 in New York that about 4 in the morning, a worker saw the news and saw similarities in the package and called police. Another source said the package was addressed to De Niro and added that it had the same stamps and return address for Debbie Wasserman Schultz as the others. Now, the question there, though, is how is that going to be? How is something delivered? I just don't know how they do the mail delivery in New York, but at 4 in the morning?
Yeah, that's really interesting. Maybe
was it from yesterday? They're acting like it was delivered this morning, but do they deliver mail at 4 in the morning, or was it mail that was not checked from yesterday, so it was actually delivered yesterday? I mean, that's still a question.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that, but, you know, there were, during the reports yesterday, specifically at President Obama's residence, because that's where they were saying the Obama bomb was found, was at his residence, where that was actually found at the mail sorting location where they do that. So I'm not sure. They're saying here that it was at De Niro's production companies where they're based, but 4 a.m. delivery, that does seem a little bit strange to me.
Yeah, we'll get more information on this as we go forward. Also check in with Westwood One News here shortly, and staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way. We'll get to that. Also, we got the National Drug Take Back program going on. Wanted to give you a heads up, too. I know MPD has theirs going on, as do the folks with the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. That is going on at Walgreens locations, the one at Cottage Hill and two on Airport, CVS on Schillinger, Dolphin, Cottage Hill, Hillcrest, and Old Shell. The Costco over at, it says Tingle Circle East, that's McGowan Park.
But you can only take the prescription drugs in bulk if you're taking them to Costco.
You'd go there. Also, the Mobile County Sheriff's Office Southside Substation taking them as well. They say they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So that's going on. We'll talk more about that coming up with folks during the probably tomorrow's show. And a big story from the City of Mobile. City of Mobile has fired 10 Public Works employees. Firings come after a pre-disciplinary hearing involving 26 employees. 16 have been reinstated, and the other 10 no longer work for the city. Disciplinary measures have caused trash pickup delays for weeks. The city is now looking for new employees. Quote here from Mayor Sandy Stimson, released a statement yesterday, said, "We recently conducted pre-disciplinary hearings with 26 employees in the Public Works Department. While we were able to reinstate 16 of the employees, 10 were terminated. We are actively hiring and encourage interested applicants to keep a lookout for open positions on the Personnel Board website. To ensure our citizens do not experience gaps in service, we have mobilized additional city personnel, including retired employees, to assist the trash department and are exploring commercial options to supplement these efforts. It is my number one priority for trash collection to return to its normal schedule. Our citizens deserve top-notch service, and we need to make bold decisions to deliver it to them. I commend the city employees who work tirelessly for our citizens every day, and I applaud the first responders who reported to work during the recent state of emergency. Many sacrificed personal time to work hard in the potentially hazardous conditions. Our employees are truly the heartbeat of our city." Just 10 less of them right now. All right, we'll talk about that coming up. Dr. Bill's on the way. News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police have arrested a driver they say hit three utility linemen as they worked to restore power in Chipley, Florida, following Hurricane Michael. Two of the men died. At last check, the other victim was in critical condition. Chipley police say the suspect, 37-year-old John Getke of Tampa, veered off a roadway and hit the men. Getke left the scene but was later arrested and booked into the Washington County Jail. A second suspect is in custody, charged with a deadly shooting over the weekend. 18-year-old Miles Caples was arrested overnight. He's charged with murder and two counts of attempted murder. Those charges stem from a shooting on Raven Drive on Saturday. Three men were shot. One of them, Justin Mooney, was killed. Patrick Harris is also facing charges and remains in jail. There was no jackpot winner in last night's drawing for the $620 million Powerball jackpot. The next drawing is Saturday. $750 million will be up for grabs. It's the fourth largest lottery jackpot in U.S. history. It's been more than 2 months since someone won the Powerball jackpot. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
A New York City police bomb squad has recovered a suspicious package addressed to actor Robert De Niro and delivered to the seventh floor of a building associated with him in Lower Manhattan. It was noticed by two security guards this morning. Correspondent Shimon Prokopich tells us it's being treated like the other bomb devices sent to major Democrats and CNN.
There are similarities, I'm being told, to what we've been dealing with. Law enforcement officials say there are similarities, which is why we're seeing the response that we're seeing from the NYPD.
The FBI is investigating a U.S. postal facility in Newcastle, Delaware, about a similar package addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden. President Trump tweets this morning, quote, "I am bringing out the military for this national emergency," referring to the migrant caravan heading toward the southern U.S. border. Stock futures are currently showing strong gains ahead of the opening bell, with much ground to regain after yesterday's major losses across the boards. The Red Sox took Game 2 of the World Series last night, beating the Dodgers 4-2. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Merck earnings rose, but not as much as analysts were expecting. Earnings were 73 cents a share. Analysts forecast 86 cents a share. But Merck is trading 1% higher pre-market. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman called Jamal Khashoggi's killing a heinous crime that cannot be justified and pledged that all culprits will be punished. He was addressing the Future Investment Initiative. Dozens of companies, executives, and speakers pulled out of that Saudi investment conference over the Khashoggi controversy. New York suing ExxonMobil, claiming the company defrauded shareholders by downplaying the expected risk of climate change to its business. The filing claims under then-CEO Rex Tillerson, Exxon evaluated new projects based on forecasts for costs associated with climate change that were lower than those it told investors it was using. The Dow tumbled 608 points, S&P dropped 84, the tech-heavy NASDAQ down 329, but futures are trending modestly higher. And that's Your Money Now.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Aunt Mel, you really didn't need to meet me at the bus stop. It's embarrassing. Did everyone love your Jack Green Insurance Agency backpack I made for you? It's a little big, and I got sent to the principal's office because of it. The principal's office? Why? She said it was disrupting class. I was afraid the flashing green LEDs would be a bit much. She said the teachers were using their class time to call Jack Green. They said their insurance company went up on their homeowners, and they had to get a fast quote on a lower premium. Teachers work very hard, and just like the rest of us, they want to hang on to their hard-earned cash and stop paying too much for insurance. So you had to surrender your Jack Green backpack? No, Miss Principal needed Jack Green's phone number too. Your principal's last name is Principal. She said her wind coverage is too high and she wants to go on a spring break cruise for seniors this year. I see. Sounds like a lot of fun, Aunt Belle. You should go. I'm not quite old enough for seniors. But you're 50. Let's get on the bus. You'll be late. But I just got out. I got homework. For long, little Miss Chatty.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
You know, yesterday, beautiful day. The afternoon was fantastic. I was working out in the garage, and then late in the afternoon into the evening, I could feel the humidity come up. I saw a few clouds out there, and then, like I said, then all of a sudden today, we're in a soaker.
Yeah, here it is. And we've got a storm system now that's just off the Louisiana coast. It's headed to the east, and it'll spread rain across our area today and on into the evening hours. There's some heavier rain located over in Louisiana, so we could see some periods of heavy rain develop a little later this morning and into the afternoon hours. As I mentioned yesterday, we could pick up a couple of inches of rain before it all ends tonight. Look for a high today only around 70 degrees, and then tonight, with the showers in the evening, they'll be ending most likely around midnight, and we'll see a low of about 60 tomorrow morning. Then some dry air starts to move in. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy, around 70 for a high, wind out of the northwest, and then we'll cool into the upper 40s for tomorrow night, and so rather chilly, and then a nice weekend ahead. On Saturday, should be sunny and high of only 72. Then on Sunday, we're going to warm up a bit, but still plenty of sunshine, about 80 degrees. Then another cold front comes in Sunday night, and it will cool down on Monday. It'll be sunny, about 75, back down to the upper 40s Monday night. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, sunny skies with highs in the mid to upper 70s. So we've got some beautiful weather coming in for Saturday all the way through the middle of next week.
That sounds a little more seasonable here for the end of October, but end of October still in hurricane season. And that area you have, we were watching yesterday, you're still watching this morning. Tell us about what you're seeing in the tropics.
Yeah, the tropics are looking good, except for this one area several hundred miles northeast of the Leeward Islands. It is in a favorable area now for some development, and looks like it'll drift a little bit to the north and then turn to the west. And so we'll watch that, but it's way out in the Atlantic. Nothing to worry about at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your tropical weather update all hurricane season long, and of course your forecast every day 24/7 right here at FM Talk 106.5. On the way, big concert announcement, another one. This one I think you're going to dig the most. I'll give you more details on that coming up in just a second. Plus, we'll check headlines with Kelly, traffic with Kane. And remember today, Midday Mobile live from Fairhope Brewing Company. Be out there starting, well, probably earlier, but the show goes live. The red light comes on and we go live at noon.
Yeah, and you might as well come by, if not to see us and talk to Sean and myself, to go ahead and enter for the tailgate prize.
That's right. So we've been talking about that $6,000 ultimate tailgate package. One of our participating sponsors, Brian and the crew over at Fairhope Brewing Company, registration box is there, so come by and say hello, get your name in there. Also, the new run of FM Talk 106.5 Huggers, even if you have, you know, you say, oh, I got one from y'all before, it's a new edition. So you come by and grab one of those as well, starting at noon today. And then we're going to be at the at Bayside tonight for the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, their candidate meet and greet. And it starts up around 5:30, goes till 7:30. We'll be there as well, so come by and see us. All right, 7:38, we're coming right back.
I'm a mother, and like most moms, my family is my priority. I'm concerned about our community. I teach my children personal responsibility and the importance of marriage. I feel strongly about the issues facing us today, such as the right to defend myself and my family. I believe a child has a right to life. I believe in smaller government and lower taxes on my family's income. Because of these beliefs, I'll be voting Republican on November 6th.
This message is presented and paid for by the Baldwin County Republican Party.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still got wet roadways in accidents down Airport and Airport Road West, also Dolphin Street and the Dolphin Street Connector in Ziegler and Ludlow. Now, if you're traveling over towards Lawton and Schillinger, state troopers are on the scene of an accident moving out of the roadway. Shouldn't have any road blockage there. Also, another one in Malbus, 181, just south of I-10. It's Dinner and a Thriller at the Battle House this Saturday night with a Halloween dinner and show performed by the Mobile Mystery Theater. $62 per person includes a buffet, dinner, wine, and the show inside the Moonlight Ballroom. Make reservations by going online to eventbrite.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:40 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Had a bunch of announcements so far this morning. One of them, too, reminder, coming up on Tuesday at 8 a.m. During our third hour of Mobile Mornings on Tuesday, live debate. AL1's Congressman Representative Bradley Byrne and Robert Kennedy Jr., the Democrat challenger for AL1. They will be in studio and answering questions that y'all give us. So you can give us questions through the text line or email, whatever. But like Dalton said, the earlier you get your questions in and on our list, probably better chance of getting them asked during the debate.
That's right. And we will be streaming it. Of course, you want to hear it live on FM Talk 106.5, but we will be streaming that on our Facebook page and on Periscope. That's the ways we're going to get it out there. Of course, you can listen to it afterwards on podcast, but you'll want to hear it live.
All right. Absolutely. That is happening on Tuesday morning starting at 8:05. Also, while we're rolling out announcements, this one's very, very cool.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett coming back to the Wharf, but he's only going to be at the Wharf for one night with the Coral Reefer Band. It's the son of a sailor, and we will be giving tickets away before you can buy the tickets. You can't buy them until November the 2nd, so that's coming up in, what, 2 weeks from now? Mm-hmm. We will be giving away tickets all next week, either on Mobile Mornings or on Midday Mobile, the Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band, son of a sailor concert tour, one night only at the Wharf. You can get your tickets here next week.
How awesome is that, man? The Wharf is just crushing it with great, great shows, and getting Jimmy back home is always a good thing. All right, next week, win them before you can buy them for Jimmy and the Coral Reefer Band. 7:42, FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back, we'll catch headlines with Kelly.
Son of a god, load the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer.
Live and enjoy Mobile Bay. A developer's big loss can be your big gain Saturday, October 27th. Listen to this opportunity. Own a 2-acre waterfront with covered boat docks on Mobile Bay, just $39.9, only minutes from downtown. The cost of the roads and improvements alone were more than the selling price set for these premium waterfront properties. 2 acres, $39.9, that's pennies on the dollar. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, and heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water. Beats working in the backyard. 2 acres on the water with covered boat docks at a bargain price, one day only sale, Saturday, October 27th. Only 8 lots available. Don't delay. You'll love what you see. Excellent financing available. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW. 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The historic Oakley House could remain open even longer if the Mobile City Council contributes more funds. Greg Reynolds, a representative of the historic Mobile Preservation Society, asked the City Council on Tuesday for the financial assist. Budget cuts over the years have impacted the house, which has been scheduled to close once a contract with the City of Mobile ended. But fundraising efforts have helped keep the doors open. Reynolds said the home has received $20,000 in pledges, but still needs about $27,000 to stay open. He says, quote, but even with the $30,000 performance contract from the city, that still leaves us $27,000 short of the minimum we need to keep Oakley open. So we are here today asking that each city council member consider pledging some of their discretionary funds to assist in our effort to keep Oakley open. This weekend, law enforcement wants to help you safely get rid of prescription drugs in your home, drugs you aren't using anymore, for the annual National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. Proper disposal of unused drugs saves lives and protects our environment. Take back programs are the best way to dispose of old drugs. The purpose of the day is to provide a safe, convenient, and anonymous means of disposing of prescription drugs. Unused or expired prescription medications can lead to potential accidental poisoning, misuse, and overdose, which impacts the community as a whole. Saturday, October the 27th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Mobile Police Department is ready to receive those donations. They will serve as a collection site for unwanted, unneeded, or expired medications to police departments located at 2460 Government Boulevard, and over-the-counter medicines will also be accepted. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Mr. World here, about to experience one of the world's fastest fighter jets. It reminds me of Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses, because their in-store labs can help you get your glasses super fast. Like, same-day fast. Wear them home today fast. Oh, better pack a parachute fast.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. With 12 days until midterm elections, candidates aren't wasting any time getting their message to voters. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson is facing a challenge from current Governor Rick Scott. Yesterday, Nelson campaigned in Pensacola. Nelson addressed a room full of people at the Escambia Education Association. He was joined by Alabama Senator Doug Jones.
This guy has the people of Florida's back.
The city of Fairhope wanted to prepare voters for the city's special election on November 6th. Residents will decide how the city will be governed. The option being proposed would change city government from a mayor-city council to a city manager who answers to the council. A panel of four people from across the state who currently serve as city managers came to town to explain how that type of structure works. If approved by voters, the change would not go into effect until 2020. The FDA has approved the first new drug to treat the flu in nearly 20 years. Xofluza is a single-dose drug designed for patients 12 and older to take within the first 48 hours of typical flu symptoms. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Paid political ad by Finley for Circuit Judge.
I'm Carlos Finley. Mobile County deserves an experienced, character-filled judge to serve on its circuit court. A judge with a Christian foundation, strong family values, and a dedicated work ethic who is a responsible fiscal conservative. Judges are held to a higher standard than lawyers, and they should be. I've been sworn to uphold the rule of law as a municipal court judge, and I will continue to do so on the circuit court bench. A good judge doesn't play in the game. They call balls and strikes.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge. November 6th.
Good morning, 747 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Boston Red Sox beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 Wednesday night, taking a 2-0 lead in the 2018 World Series.
1-1 to Kemp. Should end it. Bogarts gathers it in. Red Sox up 2-0. 4-2 win in game two.
David Price got the win on the mound for Boston. He pitched the first six innings, allowing only 2 earned runs on 3 hits with 5 strikeouts. Boston put the first run on the board in the second inning. Shortstop Xander Bogaerts scored on a single from Ian Kinsler. Then in the fourth inning, the Dodgers tied the game when former South Alabama Jaguar David Freese crossed home plate. And then they took the lead when a single from Yasiel Puig scored Manny Machado.
Now the Dodgers look for a 2-out RBI hit. That is into center. They get it from Puig. Machado to the plate, and the Dodgers lead 2-1 in the fourth.
The Red Sox would tie the game and score the winning runs in the fifth inning when starting Dodgers pitcher Hyunjin Ryu left the game with the bases loaded and Christian Vasquez walked across home plate. Then to take the lead, designated hitter J.D. Martinez hit a right field single and scored 2.
What a chance for the big DH, first year in Boston. After a huge year, flies one into right. This one will drop. Red Sox are on top. 2-run score.
And that's the score they'd win by. 4-2. Boston takes a 2-0 lead. Game 3 is Friday in Los Angeles. Dodgers need a win to avoid an 0-3 deficit. No World Series team has ever recovered from an 0-3 deficit. Big news in court yesterday in the pay-for-play college basketball scandal. James Gatto, Christian Dawkins, and Merle Code were all found guilty on counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. The three defendants were part of the college basketball corruption trial, with Gatto and Code previously working for Adidas and Dawkins working as a sports agent. They were all accused of providing top recruits with impermissible benefits in order to get them to go to Adidas-sponsored programs. The initial claim was that top prospect Brian Bowen was paid $100,000 to go to Louisville, but the trial showed a wide range of corruption all across college basketball. In the NBA, LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers picked up their first win of the season and the first win of the LeBron in LA era, 131-113 over the Phoenix Suns. LeBron scored 19 points and had 10 assists. Stephen Curry scored 51, and the Golden State Warriors crushed Washington, 144-122. Curry made 11 three-pointers in the third quarter alone. Atlanta beat Dallas, 111-104. Miami got the win over the New York Knicks, 110-87. Memphis fell to Sacramento, 97-92, and Indiana got the W over San Antonio, 116-96. In NFL news, the New York Jets placed running back Bilal Powell on injured reserve with a neck injury. According to Jets coach Todd Bowles, the injury is so serious it could potentially be career-ending. Powell will undergo surgery on his neck at some point in the near future. And the Denver Broncos waived quarterback Chad Kelly on Wednesday morning, one day after Kelly was arrested for criminal trespassing in the early morning hours on Tuesday. Kelly was a seventh-round pick by the Broncos in the 2017 draft. 10 minutes till 8 now. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, Captain Bobby's on the way.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, got a new accident. Officers heading to now at Cottage Hill and Millwood. State troopers are there at Lawton Schillinger, off to the side of the road and waiting for wreckers at Airport Boulevard and Airport Road West. Dolphin Street and the Dolphin Street Connector, and they're still on the scene at Ziegler and Ludlow as we've got delays eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and 65. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. It's coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Taste exotic cuisine, see some amazing entertainment. Get details at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect cloudy skies today with showers. Temperatures will be around 70 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers through the evening, lows near 60. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with high temperatures close to 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
752 FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you are headed to the Gulf State Park and the city of Gulf Shores, heads up. There is a new speed limit on Alabama Highway 135. It starts today. The speed limit was decreased from 35 to 26 miles per hour on Tuesday. Public safety, that's the priority, especially for the many hikers and bikers and walkers and other park guests. New signage and radar reminders will be activated along Alabama 135, and also this. Be on the lookout for more police and park rangers. Their presence will be boosted today as that speed limit goes into effect at 7:15 a.m. Quote, this route is an entrance to our beautiful Gulf State Park, not just another state road. It's important that traffic is managed at a reasonable and safe speed in this area. A quote coming to us from Chris Blankenship, the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources. So the park is 6,500 acres, and it includes 3 miles of white sand beaches, also restored sand dunes, the Gulf of Mexico's longest fishing pier, and 28 miles of walking and biking trails. The park is made up of 9 ecosystems. The new speed limit comes less than 1 month before the lodge at Gulf State Park opens to the public. And more great news from across the bay as Norlisha Lewis has been selected as Teacher of the Year at Baldwin County High School. Ms. Lewis is an English and guided reading teacher. She's a co-sponsor of the Student Council. She's a member of the leadership team and a tutor in the 21st Century After School Program. She joined the faculty in 2015. And Ms. Lewis says, quote, I am a product of the Baldwin County school system. I love this county and how it works to prepare the students to go out to achieve and then return back to sow seeds of achievement in future generations. Congratulations to Baldwin County High School and Ms. Lewis. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
754, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and Macklin and the crew at HMS Marine Electronics, home of Garmin, featuring ultra-scanning sonar. Choose HMS for all your fish-finding technology, HMSElectronics.com or HMS Marine Electronics on Facebook. And the star of the show, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Speaking of airport and I-65, probably if you look out your window, you can see some nice trout slicks right there at airport and I-65.
Yeah, that's where the water is ponding, right? Have they moved that far north, or the trout that far north up here?
They're heading that way. Just keep your eyes open. Diving gulls will give them away.
Let's talk about that. I mean, we are, you know, officially, and have been, in fall, but the weather, summertime, hung around for a while. Now we've had some cool nights. Captain Bobby, tell me, are the fish waking up to that? Are they moving north?
They really are, both moving north, and what I'm really starting to see, too, we had about a 6 to 8 degree water temperature drop just in the last week or so. Fished over the last few days with sweatshirts, and at least in the morning, sweatshirts and wind pants on and so forth. But what that does is finally these fish are really starting to group up, and you know, you can fish them like you really should be able to with your school fish. You know, when you find one, you found a bunch. And, you know, we've had a stretch, you know, for the last couple months where it's been so warm, I think they get so spread out to where, you know, you find one, well, you found one. You have to move to find another one.
Right.
It's not been like that for the last couple weeks. It's really been a lot of fun, and it really is a true telltale of that fall fishing when these fish start to school up like they are right now.
Now, you say the telltales, too. When you're cruising around looking for them, other than just seeing the fish hitting shrimp and shrimp jumping out of the water, what are you watching for?
Well, you know, there's two real good signs. One of them is a fish slick, and we've talked a lot about this over the years. You know, if you learn how to recognize what a fish slick is, that'll really set you up on them this time of year, especially when these fish are up on the shallow flats. The slicks really get, you know, really pronounced. You can really pick them out. The other thing is just some birds diving, and it doesn't have to be a flock of birds. That's going to happen more later in the fall when the shrimp start to fall out of the delta. But right now, you know, look for just gulls hovering, not the little terns, but either the greater terns and the laughing gulls just hovering over an area and seeing one occasionally drop. And what they're diving on are just what you just said, the shrimp being run to the surface. Anytime you, even if you don't see gulls diving, if you see shrimp on the surface, you're around some trout. Shrimp are bottom dwellers, man. If they're on the surface, there's something underneath them feeding on them, you know. So that's another great sign. So just keep your eyes open for those kind of things. There's not really a spot, it's not a one spot, i.e. a gas rig or a wreck or something type of fishing. It's kind of moving around until you find fish. But like I said, the fun thing is this is when trout fishing to me really gets fun, because the action can get phenomenal when you find these fish. And this time of year when the water temperature's dropping, if you find them, man, they're eating.
Yeah, it goes from fishing to catching this time of year.
It does. It goes to it real fast, and it happens real fast, too.
Let's talk about people getting a trip booked with you to take advantage of some of this fall catching.
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and it's got all the information you need to get in touch with us, either on the internet or by the phone.
All right. Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you soon.
All right, gang. I'll stay dry. Have a good weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. What's up, McCoys? And our friends at HMS Marine Electronics. What's up, Backlund? 758 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back and turning up your voice next hour, 343-0106.